Be empowered and sit down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve a God and he's a living God. Prophet Boboye is not here. Some time ago when we were in Mafoluku, they brought a very, very serious case to my office. Very, very serious. I've not seen that again. Not even on television, churches, where they do miracle. Everywhere was wound. Little child. Everywhere, everywhere. I brought the person, my officer said, Boboye and some ministers, they were around. Made a circle, kept the girl, and we started singing. Serving the living God, we are serving the... That's all we are singing. Serving the living God. And before our eyes, the wounds were drying. Hey. You challenge him now. If he's living, then he will confirm it. Amen. Anything you confirm God to be, he will make sure he answers you with that attribute. Hallelujah. Our God is alive. What we're doing is not religion.
Amen and amen.
It is only wisdom for living. If the God we serve knows all things, he knows the end from the beginning. He knows tomorrow from today. If I want to secure my tomorrow, won't I go to him? When he told me anything I asked him to do, he would do it for me.
Amen.
That is the God we serve.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, only you clap for him. Shake Amen. Me. You are the only one that clap. I didn't say you should clap. Oh, I'm looking at somebody who understood what I am saying.
Amen. Amen.
The evidence is his reaction.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unless you catch that, you won't enjoy prayer. You won't enjoy prayer. Listen, those of us who have our cars, comprehensive insurance. Some people don't know comprehensive insurance. Eh? If anything happened to that car, the insurance company will give you a brand new one. Those people, they drive anyhow. Amen. Because that car is insured. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those of you in Brother Assembly that, whether not by force we do amo, or you understood, but you registered with the health insurance scheme of Lagos State, you know now you are no more afraid of sickness like before. The reason in Nigeria we are afraid of sickness is the money.
Right.
Healthcare here is very expensive. But now that you know, if you fall sick, you just walk in. Even if you're not sick, you go say, I want to check.
That's right.
I have paid for it.
Right.
It is covered by an insurance. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That is how Christians live their lives. He said, I'm living by faith. Faith there is revelation.
Right.
That as long as I confide me in the hollow of God's hand, I am safe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. He loves me too much, to allow any nonsense come and disturb me. Somebody who gave his life for me. From all I'm safe, in his sheltering arms, I'm living by faith. I fear no harm. Hallelujah. Unless you understand this, you will not know how to walk with Jesus. But there is a problem most of us have. That's why we can't enjoy it. And that's what I want to look at it today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is fellowship.
Fellowship.
Lack of fellowship. Lack of fellowship. When Apostle Paul made this statement that we quote regularly in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14,
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
Communion is a fellowship. Hallelujah. And fellowship means relationship. That's the meaning of fellowship. Fellowship means relationship. Communion. Communion. It means, and fellowship also, when you talk of communion, you are talking about sharing. It means sharing. When you talk of sharing, sharing means giving and taking. Giving and receiving. Fellowship. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9. Apostle Paul put it this way. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. He said, God is faithful.
By whom you are called unto the fellowship
we
of his Son.
We are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. What is this fellowship? Fellowship. We are called into the fellowship of his Son. Listen to that statement and understand the meaning as I, by God's grace, understand. We are called into the fellowship of his Son. What is the fellowship of his Son? If fellowship means sharing, it means he gave us his Son. He's expecting us to give him something through the same Son. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 3, see where our fellowship is. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. That ye also may have fellowship
you
with us.
You may have, see, that which we have seen and heard. What did they see? What did they hear? The next line says that ye also may have fellowship. They have seen. They have heard of that fellowship. They have seen that fellowship. They have benefited from that fellowship. And what did he say?
And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
That is why the cross is the symbol of our faith.
Amen.
Let me demonstrate it again. Read that verse again.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father.
Now listen, our fellowship is with who?
The Father.
With the Father above?
And with his Son, Jesus Christ.
And with the Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, the symbol of our faith, this is what I understand from this verse as I look at it. So that you'll understand. Our Father. So we are all connected. Correct?
Amen.
That is brotherly. We are brethren. Our. Hallelujah. Our fellowship is with the Father. You see, it is a symbol of the cross. Now, the cross, hallelujah, is something that is done, the crossing of two trees, two pieces of trees, one standing vertical and the other horizontal, but it cannot stand on its own until a nail is put in the center. That nail that is put in the center is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Glory, hallelujah.
That is why he is the author and finisher of our faith. The relationship we have with the Father is only confirmed by the Lord Jesus Christ. So that you'll understand why fellowship means so much to the Father, to our relationship with God and with one another. That's why he gave these three ordinances. Water baptism takes you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Takes you to what entitles you to that fellowship. Water baptism. Then we have the communion. Hallelujah. When we come together like this, we are beneficiaries of what he did on the cross on Calvary. What he did on the cross of Calvary is what brought us together. Amen. Then, the feet washing. Brotherly love. Amen. That's why in Matthew chapter 20, which scripture is that? 22 verse 36.
Master, which is the great commandment in the law?
Yes.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it.
Even the scripture I should quote is, it say, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one towards another. That is the evidence.
John 13 verse 35.
Yes.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
You see, amen. Love. And that is what is demonstrated by feet washing.
Hallelujah.
Feet washing is a demonstration of fellowship.
Oh, glory.
I watch over you, you watch over me.
Amen.
It's a demonstration of love for one another. In John 14 and verse 23, see, the condition for true fellowship with God, what did he say?
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please read it again for emphasis.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will,
and then this is not the benefit. What will happen?
And we will come unto him.
And do what?
And make our abode with him.
Hallelujah. Listen, church. Fellowship is about giving and receiving. Fellowship and every day, God demonstrates his own part of this association called fellowship by the blessings he blesses us every day. Every day. One of the things it gives us the Holy Ghost for is to help us in our infirmities. Romans 8:26. It's part of the benefit.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
See the benefit of the fellowship with him. Amen. He helps our infirmities. Benefit of the Holy Ghost. He's our comforter. When you are down and out, he has a way of coming to comfort us. In Psalm 103, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and maybe verse 5, Psalm 103.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
The benefit of a relationship with God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases?
See the benefit?
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed?
That's
like
the benefit. English. And that is why Psalm 116 and verse 12, from verse 12, read it up to maybe verse 19 if we can. See.
What shall I render unto the Lord?
Go ahead, verse 12.
What shall I render
from
unto
verse
the
12,
Lord,
yes?
For all his benefits toward me.
We have benefit of a true fellowship with God. What shall I render unto the Lord? Fellowship about you receiving something and you too giving something. And that is what the psalmist is saying. For all this benefit, the fellowship is not complete until I also play my part. What is the part?
I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people.
Go, keep reading.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Yes.
O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I will pay my vows unto the Lord
now. You see, fellowship.
Uh-huh. In the presence of all his people.
Uh-huh.
In the courts of the Lord's house. In the midst of thee, O Jerusalem.
Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 16 and verse 7. That is a statement in that verse. What did he say? Psalm 16 verse 7.
I will bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. Who hath given me counsel.
That is your portion. Go ahead.
My reins also instruct me in the night season.
Now listen, church. This evening, for our meditation in this empowerment week, there's something I want to stress here. For the need to have a true fellowship with God. If we are going to depend on him for our expectations this year, we must have a true fellowship. Brethren, there is true fellowship and false fellowship. Fellowship, amen, is about sharing. I give you what you are entitled to, you give me what I am entitled to. If not, it is not a true fellowship. Some characteristics among many of a false fellowship is even exhibited among brethren, among human beings. The way we relate with one another is also a reflection of how we relate with God. A false fellowship includes a parasitic relationship. A parasitic relationship is a one-sided relationship. It's a one-sided relationship. What is grafting according to nature? Grafting is parasitic relationship in botany, in agriculture, where you cut the branch of a tree and come and scrape the trunk of another citrus tree, gum it there. It will suck all the nutrients from the main tree. It receives life from the main tree. Grows and have life. It is having fellowship. Is this a true fellowship or a false fellowship? We will know it later. When it is time for it to confirm the relationship with the main tree, he will tell you, I have no relationship with him. I only came to receive life. He will bear the fruit of where he came from. It happens even with human beings. And no human being likes a parasitic relationship. Do you know tapeworm? Do you know worm? If you enter your body, what do they do? Finish you. If you don't flush it out, it will finish you. Has nothing to supply to the body.
Parasites.
And many, even human beings, there are many of us, we say, we don't have favor. We don't have favor. We don't have favor. It's not that you don't have favor. It's your character. You don't know about true relationship. You receive, and you give nothing to where you receive. Amen. That relationship is parasitic. It is parasitic. It is acidic. Don't take it to God. The way you behave with human beings, don't take it to God. Because he is God, he's not a man.
That's right.
When you are coming to him, he doesn't look at your leg. He doesn't even look at the mouth you are using to sing. He's looking at your heart. Because whatever you do, if it is a reflection of your heart. Amen. You know, people like us who have seen life, you know that we have seen different shades of people. Pastor Moses is the best. Oh, Pastor Moses, I think without you, yeah. In fact, there is no human being like you on earth. It's because of what he's getting for you, from you. Stop that thing once. Then you go know whether you're actually the best or not. That is the grafting I'm talking about. Amen. And some of them think that they are smart. See, you establish a relationship so that you can enjoy the benefit of the relationship. Many of us change that attitude, though. Change that attitude. There are people that you have kept. You have their phone number, you have their address, everything, in case I have problem. Go and check all the lists you have in your phone in case I have problem. Amen. In case I have problem. Change that attitude, though. Because no human being. That is the reason why there are some people, when you phone them, they know they pick your call. So when you call, they will begin to think, waiting this one, they call for now. If the man has a PA, he will tell the PA, answer the call, and tell him to send text. If he send text, I talk up. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are from the same village with a sister. Maybe it's the same kindred. Maybe you are even in the same fellowship. You will not remember to associate with that person. To reflect that you've known each other even before coming to a bride. Until the day you have problem. Then you need prayer. Then you need transport money. Then you need house rent. Then you need one help or the other. You need children's school fees. You need your burial of your papa, burial of your mama. Then you are remembering that person. So what kind of brain do you have? What type of brain do you have? If the person doesn't give it to you, it's because you have had no fellowship with him. Amen. My own blood sister, the children. Anytime they call, Uncle, I need money. So one day, I call them. I say, can you go to ATM machine if you don't have money in your account? Why are you calling me? You need money. You give me money, keep for you. You don't remember me until you need money. So if they call, for 1 year, they call, I don't answer them. Until I went home, I gathered them. I said, this is the reason why I know they answer you. I said, you are foolish, very stupid, all of you. And what are they looking for? 20,000 naira, 10,000 naira. That's when you remember you have uncle for Lagos. And you cannot come and visit me because you want to wear trousers. You can't come to me because you follow me, go to church. Fellowship. Praise the Lord. This is what God spoke in Malachi chapter 1. From verse 6.
A son honoreth his father.
Uh-huh.
And a servant his master.
This is thus said the Lord, though.
If then I be a father, Where is my honor?
Where is the honor of God who we call our Father?
And if I be a master, where is my fear?
If you are a servant of God, then he is your master. Where is his fear? When you act anyhow in his house. When you behave anyhow in his house.
Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And
you
say,
you say he's your father, yet you despise his name. And you say what?
And
you
say, wherein have we despised thy name?
Oh yeah, this is some of the reasons.
Ye offer polluted bread upon my altar.
Can you see?
And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible.
It's contemptible. You have no respect for the altar of God. You have no respect for the service of the Lord. Now, this is one of the things you do.
And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor.
Now, when it's time for you to come and bring offering, look at the type of offering you bring. He said, can you give that type of offering now to your own physical leaders? Will he be pleased with it or accept that person said the Lord of hosts? Next verse.
And now I pray you, beseech God that you be gracious unto us. This has been by your means. Will he regard your persons? Seeth the Lord of
hosts. This is the only problem why people live miserable lives, yet they are Christians. This is one of the reasons I mean to say. Yes?
Who is there even among you that will shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered upon my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruits thereof.
When he say that is, you are polluting the table by the way you live your life in the service of the Lord. Yes?
And the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. Ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it, and ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick.
You brought what for offering? What did you bring?
That which was torn.
That which is
torn, and the lame.
Is that a type of offering we bring? Do you know that there are people that when it's time for offering, the one that is rejected, that's the one they bring. Then when they are going for party, the one they will spray. They will go and get new notes and spray. But during offering to the Lord, they will bring the one where don't scatter tear all. Then they'll come and drop. You decrease. Are you normal? Do you know God? How do you know him? Who is he to you? Go ahead.
And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand?
Okay now.
Saith the Lord.
Verse 14.
But cursed be the deceiver.
Okay. Can you see the problem many people have year in, year out?
Which hath in his flock a male.
You have a fine offering to give.
And voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing.
Then instead of you to bring the one that you know God will be happy with, you bring the one where his leg don't bend one kind.
For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen.
Hallelujah. That is why in Matthew chapter 15, verse 7 and verse 8, he had to make that statement.
Ye hypocrites.
You see, well, it is hypocrisy. Sheer hypocrisy. See how they identify. What did Isaiah say?
These people draw nigh unto me with their mouths.
They do what?
They draw nigh unto me with their mouths.
They do what?
They draw nigh unto me with
when
their mouths.
When you see them in fellowship, oh my. And with their mouths.
And honor me with their lips. But their heart is
far
from me.
Far from God. Far. How do I know it's far from God? By their fruit, we know them. You see, I'm talking about a false fellowship. False fellowship. One of it, like I said, is parasitic. The second one is hypocritic. Hypocritical relationship. With your mouth, but your heart is far from him. Far. When it's time to prove your love for him, that is when we know where you truly belong. And part of the relationship, false fellowship, it includes a relationship that is full of betrayal. It is also a part of hypocrisy. If somebody is supposed to love you, but actually the love is saying it with mouth, in their heart, he hates you, it's a hypocritical. A person that is relating with you, but if he can sell you to make money, he will sell you. The kiss of Judas. The hug of Judas. They call it French kiss. See how French kiss Burkina Faso, kiss Mali, kiss Niger, and impoverish all of them until the young ones are coming out and I say, "Na lie." All our colonial masters, hug of Judas. British people, hug. God is dealing with it. Africans are going there, going there, going there. One day we'll take over that land. And collect back all they stole from us. Tiny nation controlling the whole world with our wealth. What are they doing? They have so much pounds. Their money is still the strongest, apart from Kuwait. Their money is still the strongest. Tiny nation, like how many are they? The reason is because their money is in gold. All those past years, they gather gold, gather gold, gather gold. So when you talk of reserve, their reserve past America reserve because it is in gold. People don't know the value of gold. Don't know why gold is so precious. Gold, gold, gold. You know, I was reading recently that if you have money, don't keep it in a bank. If you want to save the money, buy gold and keep. Okay, now. It will retain its value. But if you put it in a bank, inflation will reduce it. So we only say women should not wear it. But you can have it as a reserve. Because a brother that suddenly, you know, he was on before. Of course, they told me personally. And now things got so bad, terribly bad, until they're giving the quit notice in the house. Then the wife remembered the gold she used to have and took just one of the trinkets, I think last month or so, and went and sold it for 2-point-something million naira. I know they would have cheated her because she needs money. So it's much, much more valuable than that. The person that bought it, certainly, you know, amen. They were kissing us as if they love us. The railway line they did was to enable them to bring goods from the north to the coastal region to their ship. Pack everything, go, plus from Aruchuku, pack our people. It's a kiss. The kiss of Judas. Amen. There are some people that are coming to close to you so that they will reveal to the enemy how to deal with you. That's right. And you think that you are having fellowship. You know you're having fellowship with your enemy. At the end, how did Judas end up? That is how everyone that does that ends up. Amen. Now that's the truth. I'm not cursing you. I'm telling you what is a fact. So that you know, you think you are smart. And one reason is because you are so foolish that you live your life only for today. People who have no foresight, they are called myopic lifestyle. They don't see beyond today. Their relationship with you is only today. They are the ones that when they fight dirty. They don't give room to come back and reconcile. They get so dirty, so dirty. They fight you until they forget that there is still a link between us. So we are still Christians. So we are still human beings. So Now Lagos, we see the level. We can see me too. We can see me too. You disappointed one girl. I saw a clip, whether they are acting it, but I know some of these things are true life stories, dramatized. Messed up the girl because he got one sugar mommy. When they finish, they give you money. Now, things went bad. And years after, you are not looking for work to survive. A juicy job and the person to interview you as you enter. Now that girl will disappoint. Hey! And I say, see that, look at me. The girl frown, I say, never seen him before. What's your name? He said, have you forgotten me? He said, answer me, my friend. You see life? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Relationship matters. Always think of tomorrow. Don't solve the problem you have today without tomorrow in mind. A true fellowship takes care of that even when you are quarreling. There are some quarrel you quarrel with your friend that truly breaks fellowship. The intimacy is destroyed by the things you say when you are angry. The things you do when you are angry. Sometimes you think somebody is actually your friend, but is even envious of you. Amen. If somebody has what you don't have and you want it, go near the person so that you can share that thing now. Everybody cannot be the same. We cannot all be millionaires. We cannot. If she's a woman and she has very smooth skin, don't be envious. Come to her. But wait till you rub. How come this your skin be like this? And there's a way you say we share it. And if you don't share it, that's no fellowship. Fellowship is by sharing. What I have, I give you, and what you have, you give me. The Bible says, as you would that men should do to you. That is fellowship. So do you also unto them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Relationship. A false fellowship is a fellowship that is only for better, not for worse. A true fellowship is like that of a marriage between a man and a woman. It is forever. 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 Even if you will part ways with a fellow human being, make sure you part way in such a way that you can still see and greet. You can still see and greet. You don't know tomorrow. Is Prophet Sidney here? Is he talking with his sister outside? Because some people say this year it must happen. This is the year. What about Prophet Sunday? Prophet Joseph. I called him Prophet Sunday, he refused to answer. We went to Abuja. On our way to Akwanga, there's one of the ministers. One of the ministers, they call him the one that says the John Ministry. John Ministry. He says the John. Except you believe I'm John, you won't go in the rapture. I disagree with him face to face. Disagree with him. They abuse us, abuse me, do everything. I stay on the doctrine. Our disagreement is on doctrine. You don't go beyond that. and start abusing each other and saying nonsense, no matter what I know as concerning him. It's doctrine. Every church I have left, I left room for me to go back there. Visit them. We disagree. Doctrine, not personal anything. Therefore, why should I begin to abuse you? You know, lie against you, say all manner of toxic nonsense to get back at you. That's why many people suffer. I disagree with him. We exchange whatever it is through our medium. My pulpit, I finish for him, pulpit, he finished me. But here we are. I've not seen him since 2008, 2009. That's when I saw him last. And as we came out of the airport in Abuja on our way to Akwanga, I stood at the pickup area and I was trying to call the driver where they are. As I finished calling, I turned, see him standing. And he jammed me. Brother, we hug ourselves. Tight. And we started chatting and chatting about how now, how your family now, how fellowship, how this, how that. Till the driver came, they picked me and we left. And so, Prophet Sunday was with me in the car. He said, who was that? We were standing, we were chatting like that before the drama. I said, oh, that is the John ministry. Now him be that. He said, wow. Now we're at the grid like that. I said, what are we fighting over? Amen. You will never know these are people who disagree on doctrine to the level we were. When I saw him, you know, he has white beards everywhere. I said, oh boy, why are you harassing us with this, your beards? We laughed, we joked over it. It's true. When one of those pastors who hates me with perfect hatred, the son died, I went for the service of songs. You will never see them come to bride. But every opportunity I have to be there, I will land there. I go find trouble. Seeing me alone destabilizes them. Because I have nothing against you. And the last pastor I attended church, he even said he has communicated to me. The fight was very dirty. After about 3 years or so, we met somewhere and he told me, he says, I observed since you left, you have always been the one visiting us. He said, I can tell you, you have been more Christian than me. He confessed. He said, you have been more Christian than me. And he told me, he said, now he wants us to work together. I said, no, sir, I'm not coming so that we shall work together. I said, sir, no, sir, I'm not coming. I don't come so that we shall walk together. I said, sir, do what God call you. Do what God call me. I said, I am coming because we've been long. We've been together. I said, what are we fighting over? I said, you remain my father. You pastored me. And so what am I fighting you for? I'm not coming so that you will be walking together. I said, no. And when my son was wedding, is he not the one that he came and blessed them here? Fellowship. He lost his wife. And he called me to tell me he has lost his wife. And we arranged what we meet there. And when after the condolence, he sent a text. He said that visit meant so much to him. You see, it is fellowship. Play your own part. Play your own part. With brethren. Play your own part. People don't know the secret of peace. I can look at you and say, I know you have something against me, but I will do everything to show you I have nothing against you. Amen. You don't know where you will meet tomorrow. Imagine somebody I saw 20 years ago. And I can still call him and he will relate with me as if we met last month. It means when we were together, something, we had mutual fellowship. We are entering a new year. That's what I'm trying to stress here. That we should improve in our fellowship both with God and with man, our neighbor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you want to benefit from the person that you are relating with, it is give and take. That is fellowship. It is give and take. Sometimes you think, what does he need from me? He has everything. He's a rich man. Who told you so? Who told you that because he's rich, therefore you cannot give him anything, only you're going to collect from him? It's not because he needs it. He will appreciate that thought that you have in you. It is an expression of a grateful heart. And sometimes, you won't give him what he already has. Imagine a rich man. Amen. There are certain things that he wants. I told you some time ago, I don't know how many of you know, okay, no need to call names here. He, from Kano, he owned one of the private lines, was competing with Okada in those days, Cabo Air. Somebody I knew very personally was a multi-billionaire, and this was his mate. He worked in Nigerian Airways before. And now, the colleague there, one Igbo man, elderly, you know, they still maintain that friendship. So, from time to time, this man will travel to him in Kano. And when he's going, he will buy a particular bread. A particular bread. The man loved that bread. So this guy told me, he said, anytime he phoned him, he said, they come Kano, he said, I beg, don't forget that bread. If he's in Kano, he call him, I'm in Kano. He said, the first thing he said, you bring bread? This is a billionaire. How much is the bread? And he gave him free pass anytime you are coming to Kano, anywhere, free flight. He doesn't pay for flight, fellowship. So because of it, if he's coming, he doesn't come empty hand. There are people that come to visit me. Maybe they are hearing me now. You travel all the way from wherever you are coming from. You are coming to stay in somebody's house. The person has family. Where you come from, where we in the north, there's a language we use, we call it Saraba. It's called it Saraba. Saraba is, how do you call it? That is, you when you are traveling, you don't come empty. What you carry along, is called Saraba. You know, it's always when a visitor comes, the next thing the person is looking for to see what he brought. Yoruba has it. Oh, you call it Oyoyo. Amen. How will you go and visit somebody you know by bread? Bread. And you are going to stay in his house. He's going to feed you. Then at the end, where you are going, you want him to give you transport money again to go back. If he gives you, he's giving you grudgingly. The next time you fall inside, they come, you say, I will not be around. Oh. Find where you go stay. Oh. I may not be around. Nobody likes a parasitic relationship. None. And so even concerning the ministers, let me round up so that we can go to the Lord's table. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, see what Apostle Paul spoke. Before 1 Corinthians chapter 9, please read Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 first. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6. Then, First Corinthians chapter 9 will explain what Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 is saying.
Let him that is taught in the word,
yes,
communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things.
Again.
Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things.
Now, it will look as if the preacher is begging. And that's the problem we have in Brother Assembly Church. We're talking about fellowship. It's in giving and receiving. It's in sharing. If I saw in you good things through my ministry, God blesses you. I have submitted my part. You should communicate to me also the blessing that you have blessed through my ministry. It is. And when you don't do that, you are losing fellowship and the benefit of that fellowship. That is the truth. And so 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Apostle Paul then explained it as a right for minister from verse 8.
Say I these things as a man, or say not the Lord the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out.
That is the mouth, the ox. In those days they were not using caterpillar and tractors. What they use is animals. And he's treading the corn as he's walking. Don't close your mouth. As in a farm for you, they do the harvest. Don't close the mouth. It was a law from God. Read it again. What does he say?
For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox
that does what?
That treadeth out the corn.
Then he said what?
Doth God take care for oxen?
Now, does it mean that God loves animal more than human being?
Or set he it all together for our sakes?
He's saying it as a parable for the ministers.
For our sakes, no doubt, this is written.
That is what he's saying.
That he that ploweth should plow in hope.
So that when we are laboring, we should have hope that this fasting will pray for you. He better come your way. You go remember us. And it is thus saith the Lord. Not be me the talker. We are not begging you to take care of us. It is a spiritual law by God himself.
And that he that treasureth in hope should be a partaker of his hope.
He should be a partaker of that hope.
If we have sown unto you spiritual things.
We have sown in you spiritual things.
Is it a great thing if you shall reap your carnal things?
Oh. If we pray for you. I pray for you. Olumide. Favor will follow you. Favor will follow you. Favor will follow you. Favor will follow you. Then somebody come favor you. You must remember me. It is the law. If not, if you come next time, you don't come, monkey the walk. This is the reason many people miss their blessings. I have to say it because it is part of the word. Go on.
Verse 12. If others be partakers of this power over you, and not we rather, nevertheless we have not used this power.
The only reason in Brother Assembly we don't stress this. This is the reason.
But suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of
so
Christ.
So that you won't think that we are preaching to have food from you. Like it is happening everywhere. We want this church to be different, to let you know what we are concentrating on. So that we shall not hinder this gospel. But we know our right. You are supposed to take care of us.
Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple?
The priests, they live on the things of the temple.
And they,
God, they chop yam. Bring it to the Lord. Then you come and drop it at the altar. You bring yam, bring goat, bring meat. Who told you, say, the demons, when they walk with Babala, and they bring fire, they chop the chicken. Who they chop the chicken?
Do you not know that they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar?
Oh.
Even so are the Lord ordained.
This is how the Lord has ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Whether you say amen or not, we will say
amen.
We say amen. We the preachers. That's the truth now. Hallelujah. It's Bible. And because we don't stress it here, the truth is we have denied people opportunity to be blessed. It's a principle. It's a principle. What justification do you have to wake a minister in the night to pray for you? Then he will kill his sleep to pray for you. He will enter motor and run to where is Brother Jude? God will bless that brother. Amen. Anytime there is emergency, anybody in the hospital. That's right. When I call him, he says, sir, which area? I will get three people now, we will go there.
That's right.
And there is no time they ever went without coming with testimony.
That's right. That's right.
Fellowship.
Fellowship.
So that when I call him next time, he won't give me an excuse. I decide to establish fellowship with him. Praise the Lord. I've established fellowship. Well, anytime I call on him, he will come. Praise the Lord. You know, every cloth you see me wear, every shoe you see me wear here, people that gave me. And please, there's something some of you do. Many have done it. Chima, my PA, we just bring an envelope. The person say, I should not let you know. Why should you not let me know? Let me know you now. It's fellowship.
That's right.
Let me know you. Don't be so humble, so sweet. I don't want people to know. It is people should not know that you are giving me. Not me should not know that you are giving me. The principle is don't let people know you are giving me. But give me, let me know. Let me know that you are giving me. That is fellowship. Let me know those who are blessing me. That is fellowship. If you are praying for me, give me text. Daddy, I am praying for you. You don't have to tell people that you are praying for me. But tell me, it will give me hope that somebody is praying for me. But don't lie, you make sure you are praying for me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing goes for nothing. Oh.
That's right.
I repeat, nothing goes for nothing. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. That's fellowship.
Amen.
It's fellowship. Hallelujah. I'm rounding up. I will take the communion and we will go home. A true fellowship, always remember, the only reason a true fellowship can be established is if you have love for God, love for brethren, brotherly love. Because everything we do must be a product of love. It must not be by contract. It is when you do it by contract that very easily you give up. When it is love that is constraining you to do what you are doing, this love that is constraining you to do what you are doing, you will enjoy doing it better than doing it so that you will get something. Don't do anything. Don't relate with God only because you want him to do something for you. Do it because you love him. And let me use the opportunity to tell you something. Those who stay away from sin because they are afraid to go to hell. Those who stay away from sin because they are afraid of the consequence of sin, they are more liable, they are more likely to fall back to sin because they are doing it out of constraint than those who will stay away from sin because they love the Lord Jesus. Who you truly love, you can't do what will hurt him. You are not falling in love with God. That's why you live a life. I don't care how God feels about it. If you love somebody, you won't hurt the person. You will stand with the person. You will stand for the person. You will lift him up even further. You will help him up and not to march on him again on the ground. That is the power of love. And if I love you, you love me, then imagine how wonderful that fellowship will be. I know of a woman, a couple that the wife died. The children were afraid to break the news to the father. They say he will die and follow her. And eventually they had to tell the father. From the day they told the father refused to eat. Crying throughout. He said, what am I living for? A part of me has departed. I want to go and be there with her. I want to meet her there. I want to go with her. Like play, the man died. The power of love. Duty in their life, they will ever live hurting each other. Power of love. If you love your brother, your sister, knit together by the blood of Jesus, that is the force that keeps true fellowship. You will give, you always have the person in mind. You always have the person in mind. Always in mind. In your prayer, you mention their name. You buy anything, you remember the person you love. This one may like this. This one may like this. You don't wait for the person to beg you before you have something you share with the person. If I have, I share with you. Because you want to see the person happy. I mean true fellowship. Not the one that knows, that manipulates you. I know if I change my face, then he will give me. Actors. Nollywood. Amaka, how far? What's the problem? Amaka, what happened? You know what? Tell me. Then he said, Amaka, what's your account number? Then he smiled. 00. That manipulation with that one. That's manipulation. That's manipulation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Always remember what Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. He reminded us of what the Lord spoke. What did he say?
I have showed you all things. How that so laboring, ye ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than
what
to receive.
What did Jesus say?
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
It is more blessed to give than to receive. Make sure you propose that you will be the giver. If I will be the giver, you will be the giver. Imagine, when I say give, you know what I mean. Anything that proceeds from you to the other person, you have given. Hallelujah. And remember, as we enter this year, as we are preparing for this new year, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 15 from verse 4.
Abide in me.
And this is fellowship.
And I in you.
That is fellowship. What he's saying is, let us have fellowship.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
Because we need each other.
Except it abide in the vine.
Yes.
No more can ye, except ye abide in me.
You can never succeed without God. Go ahead.
I am the vine, ye are the branches.
Because he is the source of our strength. He is the source of our strength.
He that abideth in me and I in him.
You see fellowship?
The same.
If we will have a fellowship, I abide in you and you in me, what will happen?
The same bringeth forth much fruit.
That is when you will have a fruitful year.
For without me,
you can do nothing. Go ahead.
If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered.
You will live a miserable life. That is the summary of what he said in verse 7.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you.
If we have fellowship with each other, see the benefit.
Ye shall ask what
it is will. Then anything you ask him to do,
and it shall be done unto you.
Herein
is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. so shall ye be my disciples.
God is interested in us enjoying full benefit of the cross.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you.
What did he say?
Continue ye in my love.
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now to the end of the year in Jesus' name. Can we stand up?